Time, we have seen, is compressed for those in the thrall of apocalyptic ideas. Ancient dramas replay themselves in modern circumstances, and when the believer acts forcefully enough, a reversal in history occurs, wrongs are righted, and injustices are revenged. Perhaps it is a part of the militant's power that they have compressed time for all of us. It is extraordinary that only 12 years have passed since El Sayed Nosseir gunned down Maya Kahana in New York, and less than a decade since the first attempted catastrophic attack, the first World Trade Center bombing. Yet within this short span, a new breed of terrorists has emerged and established itself as the preeminent threat to the West. Not only time, but strategy has been turned inside out, and we must conjure new ways to defend ourselves against opponents who seek to use the most advanced technologies of the 21st century to fulfill imperatives laid down in the 7th century, and in some cases, before. Further, we must now beware of Christians who want to kill thousands, Jews who are prepared to turn the Middle East upside down, and highly educated cultists ready to use taboo weapons for reasons that still remain uncertain. What is supremely puzzling is, why now? So many forms of religious terrorism have appeared in such a short time after such a long absence. We are a long way from taking the full measure of the new terrorists. Those who have committed the most atrocious violence, the jihadists, who are also the most numerous, have done the most to explain themselves. A surfeit of causes lies behind the challenge of bin Laden and his radical Islamists, including frustration with states that fail them politically and economically, the pessimism born of several centuries in which Muslim countries fail to achieve, like Western ones, and the deep tremors of an Islamic Reformation. Like the European Reformation of nearly five centuries ago, this Islamic upheaval will likely become much more bloody before a new equilibrium emerges. The jihadists are the greatest threat and will likely remain that. But the shock of their appearance suggests that we should not be surprised if others soon challenge them. And us. This is Philip Bosco. We hope you've enjoyed this production of The Age of Sacred Terror by Daniel Benjamin and Stephen Simon. This program was produced and directed by John McElroy, abridgment by David Smith, executive producer Jacob Bronstein. Text copyright 2002 by Daniel Benjamin and Stephen Simon. Production copyright 2002, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.